So, hello, my name is Melvin. I am 16 years old. Today's December 6th, 2019. I'm speaking with...
My name is Carlos.
Arevalo. Yeah. We are recording in Miguel Contreras Learning Complex, and we are in Los Angeles, California. The first question for you today is, how are you feeling today and why?
I'm feeling good right now. Currently, I'm feeling a little nervous because I have practice, and I always feel nervous before practice. I don't know why, for soccer.
Okay, good. So I know that you have a partner. How's your relationship with her?
My relationship with my partner is pretty stable. I think we do a pretty good job at understanding each other right now currently, that we both have sports and school, so we have to balance that out right now currently. So I think, you know, it's like important to understand each other's schedule and like working around each other. So I think right now currently we're pretty stable, and like we know how to like work around each other in our time.
Okay, I like that. That's pretty good. Can you tell me about a big influence in your life, someone in your life that you like admire basically, or like what lessons have you learned from them?
Someone that I've admired, and I think would be both my mom and my dad, so my parents, because I think they both have, they migrated to the U.S. So like I've seen how the struggles like they've gone through, and like, you know, what they have done to like get to where they are and have a stable family. So I think I really admire them, and I think because no matter what's studying, like in their path and their way, they still move forward with their head like up high, you know, with trying to like, you know, keep us together as a family. So I look up to them, and they inspire me to become a better person and a better student at school, not only in school, but also, you know, like better my future and stuff.
Okay, good, good. What do you think your future holds? Like, what do you think your future is looking into? Or like your job or something like that?
I think my future currently right now, it's kind of scary because, you know, like right now I apply to college and stuff. So like, I don't know where exactly I'm going to be in the future, but I hopefully it goes into the path of like, you know, the right way where I wanted to go, which is like help my family, help my, you know, my mom and dad, into like, you know, what I want to do, I think in the future would be like having like a business. And I think that is what like I wish my future would look like, having a business that where I could help my parents, my mom and dad, you know, and provide for them.
What type of business would you like to have?
I would have to have many businesses, like I think expand into many things. The main thing I really want to like do is having a restaurant. Like I want to have a restaurant because I want that to kind of be the legacy I leave for my family. Like, cause my mom and dad have always like my dad's dream is to have like a supermarket or like a store. So like I think for me to do that, it's like a legacy, you know, cause I leave something that my dad really wanted. It's like almost like completing his dream, you know. And I think that's the business that drives me to like, you know, forward. That's the type of business I want to have.
So that's your goal basically?
Yeah, that would be my goal.
Next question is, when was the last time you cried and why?
The last time I cried, this was tough. I'm not much of a like crier, like, or
it doesn't have to be like of sadness, but like it could be like of happiness too.
That's where I was going. I don't really cry. Like, I'm not really the type of person to cry, but maybe there's points where, yeah, like, you know, you want to cry and stuff, but there's, to me at least, the way I respond for like to sadness or happiness or any type of emotion that like, you know, usually makes you cry, what I usually do is like I just process, you know, I try to like keep myself together, and like usually most of the time instead of crying, I usually just tend to like keep my own space, you know, pretty much just get away from other people and, you know, have my own personal space and think about process the problem or the situation. But the last time I got, probably cried was like, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago, 7 months ago. I don't remember like the why, but yeah, probably that would be it.
Do you think it was like really sad, that's why, or you think it was just something normal to be crying?
I don't think it was, when I cry, it was weird because, like, you know, I don't really like I said, I'm not the type of person to cry, so like it was weird to, like, I don't know, it just came out, you know. So there's still several moments where it just comes out, and it was those type of situations. Yeah.
So you're not very emotional, right?
Well, I am emotional, but when it comes to crying, like, that part of me doesn't just, the tears won't come out. But I still, like, you know, like have emotions, because, like, I mean, emotional in the way where the emotions are there, but they're expressed differently, like every other people, you know. People express their emotions differently, so I think, yeah.
Well, that's pretty unique. Well, the next question is, if you could hold on to a memory in your life, like forever, which would it be? Like something memorable.
I think something memorable that I've always stuck, and I think will always stick with me, was when I migrated to the U.S. Because, like, not many of people know that I wasn't born here. I was born in Mexico. So that's one thing that, like, really impacted my life and has stuck with me for a very long time. So I think that will forever stuck with me, because that has also changed me as a person, which is pretty cool and weird at the same time.
Can you tell me, like, how was your experience coming to the U.S. since you said that you might?
I was pretty young. I was like four-ish, five-ish, so, like, I don't really remember, like, how exactly. I remember what happened, but with emotions, I was pretty young, so, like, I was confused because I didn't know. Oh yeah, that's an emotion, actually. I was pretty confused. Yeah, the confusion was, like, a big part of it, and it also, like, adapting to, like, coming to a new country. So, but then as I started growing older, I kind of, like, it was weird because you kind of get used to it, like, you know. Oh yeah, I wasn't born here, and it's also, you know, it almost comes to, like, part of you. It becomes part of you. So it's like, if to me at least, it's like something, like, it became like a natural thing, like, oh yeah, I migrated to this country, and because it wasn't, like, you know, like, to me at least, it I don't know how to explain it. It's weird because it's like, it's so, to you at least, it comes so, like, normal that you forget exactly how it feels. But then you think about it, and it's like, oh yeah, damn, like I've sometimes, I, like, think about it, it's like, damn, I made it this far coming from, like, another country, and I'm here. And sometimes, like, I forget about that because it becomes so normal.
Yeah, so we're kind of the same, because I don't know if you know, but I have the same situation as you. And, like, I share my story too, so if you want to check it out, well, yeah. Is there anything else you remember?
I remember, like, coming to, like, I don't know, I just remember, like, the whole, what I remember is, like, the whole scenario, like, how, you know, I remember the process, but, like, I remember coming here, and I was in my I came here to my aunt's house. That's the family that received me with my dad, because my dad was here and my mom was back in Mexico. She was also trying to cross. So I remember going into my aunt's house, and it was just so strange because I wasn't used to that family, and I have never met them in my life. And you could tell it was also strange for them to have me in their house, because the way they were treating me and stuff, it was just weird. That's one of the things that also, like, I've also remembered, and, like, so, yeah, that's what has stuck with me.
Well, I'm glad that you've been going on good for this, and hopefully you and I can, like, have more resources that will support us. Almost, like, finishing this interview, can you tell me about a person who's been the kindest to you?
Someone that has been, like, super kind. Well, like, are you talking about, like, in general, or, like...
Yeah, like, in general, basically. Like, or in your life.
Like, someone that has been super kind to me, and I think, like, they always have, like, kind of, as cliche as it sounds, but they always have, like, a weird, like, a place in my heart. I always, like, think about them. And it's my first grade teacher. Like, she really, like... her name was Miss Lobo. So when I first got here, it's actually related to, like, when I first got here to this country. She was my first grade teacher. She was the first teacher I ever had in the U.S. So it was, like, you know. And then she was a really big, like, help, because she really helped me. I came to this country, I didn't know any English, so she was the one, she really helped me like know and understand English, and she was always there for me, and she was also there for my parents, because it was also a new experience for them. They were going to, you know, it was hard times for them too, so she really helped me and my parents, and I think I've always been grateful for that, because without her, I don't know if I would have been able to, like, still, you know, like, she really inspired, also kind of inspired me to, like, keep on going, because she helped me a lot in school and stuff.
I'm glad we both can relate to having, like, supportive teachers. And, well, let's say the last question could be, can you remember a time in your life when you felt most alone?
I think the times, or, like, little... Yeah, the times where I felt most alone have been definitely in middle school. I think middle school was like a weird stage for me, especially eighth grade. I feel like it was super, I don't know, maybe I was transitioning, because like in eighth grade, it was my last year in middle school. And I don't know, I was like, it was just weird for me, like everything that that happened, like eighth grade experience. So that has been where I felt like the most alone, just due to the experience I had in eighth grade.
Hey, do you want to say anything to end this to the people listening to your story?
Something I don't know what I want to say is just keep on going. I don't know, just like there's always gonna be a way, you know, like when you think you might like not be doing the right thing, or maybe if you're lost, there's always gonna be like things you worry about right now, like you'll be fine. Like, just keep on doing what you're doing, and like keep your head up, and you know, if you keep on doing what you're doing and you're focused on what your goal is and what you want in your life, like you'll get there. And like, you know, there's always those hard times, so it just matters to overcome, and how you overcome is the important part.
Okay, to end off, can you just tell me your name and the day you were born?
My name is Carlos Arevalo, and I was born July 22nd, 2001.
Thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you. Thank you for interviewing me.